Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, July 8th. We're continuing on in the book of Exodus, the plague of the firstborn today, and then we'll go over to the Proverbs in Proverbs chapter 28 that talks about the truly prosperous person. I promised an update from our mission team, and Joel said in a text that they've spent the days serving at a holiday club in Masapuma Lele. I hope I'm saying that right. And they were all so impacted by the number of kids that came through the doors of Living Hope, the joy of the staff, and the opportunity to minister in such a beautifully created area of the world. So let's continue to pray alongside them. There has been some sickness in our group, so we're praying that that is gone and that no one else catches the stomach bug. Exodus chapter 11 is the final plague, or the beginning of talking about the final plague. It's the plague of the firstborn. I'll be reading the whole chapter that has 10 verses. Now the Lord had said to Moses, I will bring one more plague on Pharaoh and on Egypt. After that, he will let you go from here. And when he does, he will drive you out completely. Tell the people that men and women alike are to ask their neighbors for articles of silver and gold. The Lord made the Egyptians favorably disposed towards the people, and Moses himself was highly regarded in Egypt by Pharaoh's officials and by the people. So Moses said, this is what the Lord says. About midnight, I will go throughout Egypt. Every firstborn son in Egypt will die, from the firstborn son of Pharaoh who sits on the throne to the firstborn son of the female slave who is at her handmill, and all the firstborn of the cattle as well. There will be loud wailing throughout Egypt, worse than has ever been or will ever be again. But among the Israelites, not a dog will bark at any person or animal. Then you will know that the Lord makes a distinction between Israel and Egypt. All these officials of yours will come to me, bowing down before me and saying, go, you and your people who follow you. After that, I will leave. Then Moses, hot with anger, left Pharaoh. The Lord had said to Moses, Pharaoh will refuse to listen to you so that my wonders may be multiplied in Egypt. Moses and Aaron performed all these wonders before Pharaoh, but the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he would not let the Israelites go out of his country. Tomorrow we'll read more about the plague of the firstborn. Let's move over to the Proverbs. Today we're in chapter 28, and we'll be reading verses 20 through 28. A faithful person will be richly blessed, but one eager to get rich will not go unpunished. To show partiality is not good, yet a person will do wrong for a piece of bread. The stingy are eager to get rich and are unaware that poverty awaits them. Whoever rebukes a person will in the end gain favor, rather than one who has flattering tongue. Whoever robs their father or mother and says, it's not wrong, is partner to one who destroys. The greedy stir up conflict, but those who trust in the Lord will prosper. Those who trust in themselves are fools, but those who walk in wisdom are kept safe. Those who give to the poor will lack nothing, but those who close their eyes to them receive many curses. When the wicked rise to power, people go into hiding. But when the wicked perish, the righteous thrive. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. At the end here, I just want to pray through these Proverbs that we've just read. And as I mentioned, pray for the health of our mission team. Will you pray with me? Lord, help us to be faithful. Help us not to show partiality. May we be a people who are not eager to get rich. Help us to be rich in love, rich in righteousness, rich in faithfulness. Father, at times we have to be a person who rebukes another. Help us, Lord, not to be someone who's bent towards flattery. Help us not to be greedy, Lord. Trust in you is what you ask of us. May we be a people who trust in you and who do not partner with those who want to do evil. Lord, your word reminds us that we are to trust in the Lord with all our heart. And when we trust in our own selves, we are fools. Help us to walk in wisdom, mindful that you led the Israelites out of slavery and you will lead us by still waters. Remind us in verse 27 here, Lord, that those who give to the poor will lack nothing. Help us to have generous hearts and help us to be righteous in the way that we do all of our business. Bless my brothers and sisters today, especially our mission team in South Africa, as they work with holiday clubs and for those who are recovering from illness. We pray all this in the strong name of Jesus, our Lord. Amen.